This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. The Super Bowl champion Eagles are parading down Broad Street in the Parkway today. The parade's expected to run from 11 to 3. While some businesses along the route are closing for the day, others see an opportunity. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
When the city announced plans for the Eagles parade, Insomnia Cookies sales director Laura Carroll was listening.
So we wanted to know what day, and then it landed on our busiest day of the year, which has us all spinning to try to figure out plans.
The plan for the Broad and Chestnut location is to be open for Valentine's Day and the Eagles celebration.
A million plus people walking by all day. We have our posters all up and down Broad Street.
Along South Broad, some bank branches are closing for the parade and other small cafes have opted not to open. But Carol says Insomnia is taking advantage.
We were excited for every win we've had so far and have all the rush of customers. It's going to be really busy and it's going to be filled with cookies. And I think everyone's going to be really excited.
In Center City, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The championship flu is spreading in one South Jersey school district, forcing the superintendent to cancel classes. In a last-minute decision yesterday, some schools in Gloucester County, New Jersey are closed because too many staff called out sick to go to the Eagles championship parade. The superintendent of the Deptford Township School District wrote in a letter to the community that officials plan to keep schools open despite the parade, but they have to close. "We had absolutely every intention of holding school tomorrow," wrote Superintendent Kevin Knaus, "but with so many call-outs, they couldn't be sure of student safety." Students will instead get a four-day weekend with the day off for President's Day Monday. Philadelphia education officials estimate there are 2,000 teacher vacancies citywide. Yesterday, they announced the formation of a coalition to recruit and keep more teachers. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
School Superintendent Tony Watlington says the district has made strides in attracting and retaining teachers, including a modest increase in Black and Latino teachers. But he says it's caught in a national and statewide trend.
There's been a 50% reduction in people who decide to go to a public or private university to become a teacher. Here in our Commonwealth, that reduction is 71%. This is a major, major issue.
So the district has joined the Citywide Talent Coalition, which is using strategies such as teacher apprenticeships and residencies to try to reverse the trend. It also hopes to retain more teachers who often leave the profession in the first 5 years, using tools such as affinity groups for support. Teacher Fatim Bird says his experience shows they're effective.
Teachers who once considered leaving the profession, they stay, they lead, they inspire the next generation.
The effort is being led by Elevate 215 with foundation funding. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In recent weeks, with diversity, equity, and inclusion under fire at the federal level, the University of Pennsylvania says it's reviewing websites and programs. KYW's Matt Coughlin explains.
Words are disappearing at the University of Pennsylvania. Words like diversity, equity, inclusion, underrepresented, minorities. This comes after an executive order from the White House that federally funded universities terminate any DEI programs that could be in violation of federal several civil rights laws. Dr. Nurodney Pratt is the Director of Student Engagement at IDEAL, the Temple University Office of Institutional Diversity, Equity, Advocacy, and Leadership.
DEI is really important because, it allows us to, that connection of understanding. Sometimes there's this mischaracterization, or misdefining what DEI is. It is a part of our fabric of society that has produce, this level of inclusiveness, whether it's from, having ramps on campus to being able to have courses or programs that ensure that belonging and such that is in place.
A university spokesman says it is reviewing websites and programs to ensure they are consistent with our non-discrimination policies and federal law. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.